Jack and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Jack Jill Show. Entertaining real estate investment advice. I'm Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about working with your life partner.
Do you want to know what the real title was?
A lot to say about this.
I have to share. The real title, when you reached out to me that day, and you're like, hey, what do you want to talk about this week? And I said, working with your life partner, in parentheses, and not smother them in their sleep. I noticed you cut that part off.
There's a lot of ways you could end that.
Oh, boy.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the JackJill.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Chip F. Ass. In Chapter 5... We all know Chapter 5. Jack uses a basic Excel spreadsheet to add all the fields that he's selecting for a particular mailer in order to keep track of what he sent. I looked in the final online environment where the data is for the spreadsheet to download, and I couldn't find it. If anyone has it, could you please share? Thanks in advance. Was somebody drunk when they put this in here?
Or is no. There,
oh.
Why? You mean me?
Yeah,
or the producer?
The producer?
You mean when I chose this?
Yes.
No, absolutely not.
Why did you choose this question?
Because if you go to landacademy.com/resources, there's a ton of data there. And that I wanted to take this opportunity to do that.
For the members?
Some of the details of the resources are for members and some are open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a tremendous amount of information on offerstoowners.com. If you go to the resources there, all the
tools, it has like templates and everything,
yeah,
forms.
Yeah. This
forms.
Template specifically, mm-hmm. What this person is asking for is on there.
Mm.
And it's a beefed up version since we did the program. So my point is, before you spend a dollar, and you can't see it in this format, Jill, but on landinvestors.com, people all jump in and say, hey, go here.
It's all answered. So, offers to owners. I know it's there.
All of our websites, Land Academy, Offers to Owners.
Number two, owners.
Offers to owners. And then mm-hmm. House Academy, which we're just about to release here, has a tremendous amount of resources in it. Land Investors itself, if you look at the widgets on the right and left side, have all kinds of spreadsheets and analysis forms and things like that.
Thank you, Chip, for using the online environment too for anything. That's why I keep telling everybody, go talk to anybody about anything there. You could ask about, hey guys, I can't find this. Where is it? To, has anyone done this area and run into a situation like this? That's what it's for.
Exactly.
Everything. Awesome.
Today's topic, working with your life partner without using rat poison. This is the meat of the show.
You're such a stinker. Oh, my goodness. You know, it's funny you say that, because every time we're watching a show, we watch a show or a movie, you always have a lot to say about, yeah, that does work. I'm like, how do you know this stuff? When it's like a murder gone on and the spouse has been slowly being poisoned or something by the other spouse, you'll weigh in and go, that works. You know, that kind of, I've read that, you know, a little bleach and no one, you can't even pick up on the smell and all that. I'm like, oh, how do you know that, Jack? And then it makes me go, why do you know that?
Well, I'm from Detroit.
Oh.
That's a lot of it.
Oh.
And I'll leave it at that.
It's kind of scary. The stuff that you know, like Breaking Bad, some of the things in Breaking Bad that they did, ways of disposing of bodies, and you go, yeah, that works. I'm like, whoa.
I just have a forensic / interest, like a pathological. I have an interest in pathology and what it all leads to. I have no idea why. Like serial killers and stuff. Like, why? What happens with all that? And how do they get away with it? I have no, clearly have no interest in any being that. I don't know. I'm interested in stupid stuff. That's the real answer. I'm interested in a lot of stupid stuff.
Got it.
It's limitless stupid stuff I'm interested in.
You know, I'm familiar with that. Yes, that's one of the beautiful things about working with your life partner. You get to learn all about the stupid stuff they come up with all the time. It's funny. So you know what? Here's one of the things. Working with your life partner, there's parts about it that you love and there's parts about it that you hate. And it sucks because you can't fire them. I am sure that there are days Fortunately, the good definitely outweighs the bad. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. But I know that there are days when, you want to fire me and I want to quit.
Not so much anymore. In the beginning, it was kind of hard.
Yeah. You have to find your groove.
Here's what I have a lot of experience with this, working with friends. It's not just limited to life partner or spouse.
Yeah, it's funny. You're the only one for me.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your experience?
So for me, it does not work. Number one, the vast majority of the time it doesn't work. Unless the two people involved, and this is not just partners specific, the two people that are involved have the same long-term goal.
Ah.
You and I have had the same long-term goal since minute one.
True.
Now, that's when the problems start, because I think, two people, any two people are going to go about stuff differently.
It's true.
So that long-term goal is the same, and how you go about it is diametrically different than I do. Mm-hmm. In fact, we made a show out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you just have to keep a positive attitude about that and understand the other person is coming from somewhere else completely, mm-hmm. and make it positive.
Right. They mean well. You can tell. You can tell if they're really trying and they're passionate about something. They're just going about it a different way. You know, that's okay. If someone's really trying to be malicious, you can tell. That's not okay.
Right.
So,
the real challenge specifically with working with the person that you're sleeping with is there's no more filter, right? The filter that you have with a coworker, like in a company, mm-hmm. that you don't own, there's a behavioral filter that happens. Now, we said a few episodes ago that we're just living in this time of gross over emotion.
Yeah.
Where anything you feel and say, you just put it on the Facebook, put it out in the internet.
Oh, in general?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
there's
people do that.
There's too much emotion.
It's true.
There's not enough walking away. Just like, whatever. She's crazy today.
Yeah.
I love her. She's crazy. I'll talk to you in a little while.
Right. I know.
That's what needs to go on. And that's what we do.
Exactly. That's why, you have to be careful, because otherwise it'll consume your life.
Yeah.
That's it. There's times that I'm like, we've talked about nothing but work today. This can't be good.
If you're a control freak and you have to, you know that whole saying, if you want to get something done right, do it yourself.
That's
whoever
a
invented
bunch
that,
of baloney.
Whoever invented that saying needs to be strung up for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing would ever get built.
Exactly.
No company would ever get built.
One man would be building every building.
It should go something like, if you want to get something done right, involve yourself with some good people and treat them well,
right?
And motivate them.
Exactly.
That's just, I don't know who made that up.
Exactly.
You will go nowhere fast in life, and if you're not trust the people around you, for better or for worse,
mm-hmm.
and empower them,
mm-hmm.
give them the tools they need to succeed. This is no different.
I think the best thing about us is working together is, like you talked about, not just the end goals, but I mean, we really get it. I understand. I think I did from early on. I think I understood your vision and what this was all about. And it came naturally to me too. And you understood where I was coming from and my background and my experience. And then we've taken it a step further where we have successfully, it's taken a long time, but really divided up the workload, divided up the tasks, divided up our responsibilities, to really use you for your best abilities, which are things that I'm not good at, and vice versa.
Reflect your native talents.
Yeah, it's just, and you have to, it's, sometimes it's hard, you have to admit, sometimes you're not good at something. And I am so guilty of that, it's not even funny. I want to be a pro at everything, and it's silly.
You know, one of the things that we don't talk about ever, Jill, and we probably take it for granted, is the fact that we're super honest with each other.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you right now, this whole business, this is a second cliche I'm going to destroy in this episode.
Oh, good.
This whole thing, fake it till you make it.
Oh, yeah.
For whatever reason, I've heard young women use this term
lately. I think
it's
ridiculous.
If you're faking it, okay, and you walk into an office and you have any kind of technical position at all,
mm-hmm.
it's so ridiculously obvious from second one to everybody. And then just to make it worse, you're sitting there talking and over-talking, because that's what happens.
Right.
I've been involved with people like this. If anybody listening has a corporate job, 90% of the people that work with them are just faking it.
Exactly.
You and I have never, If there's something that you can't do or that I can't do or don't want it to, we just say, you know what? This sucks. I don't want to do it.
Exactly.
Or I'm really bad at it. You're better at it. Can you please do it?
Exactly.
And for whatever reason, that's just worked for us.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not, no.
Well, and vice, we know what else though? It's not even we've asked for it. You have said, Jill, sweetheart, sit down. You have done this. It's so true.
Oh, no. God.
I know that you really, really, really want to be good at this, but I have to tell you, you suck.
Like what? Like what? What have I ever said that to you?
You've done that to me.
What?
Oh, come on. Come on. You know you have. So
like what? What talent? What is this talent?
I'm not going to shove it. There's some of the... Well, you know what? I've impressed you. You know what? Sometimes you have said this to me and I proved you wrong, because that's me too. Sometimes it involves technical abilities.
Oh, geez, yeah.
Right? Well, hey, hold on a moment.
Yeah, computers.
Oh, you're right? And let me back up here. Sometimes I don't think you give me, this has turned into a counseling session.
Yeah. Totally.
I don't think you give me a fair shake, because come on, there's times that you're like, oh, she can't do it. And then here you go, done. You're like, and then, you know, I'm not.
Okay. Let's make this positive, shall we?
Okay.
Here's what Jill just shines at. And it's one of the reasons that we have a tremendous amount of daily success. Every day, real estate comes into our database. The calls get fielded or the mail comes in and there's signed offers. And there's a database. And I go in there and I say, I love this property at $22,000. Can you try to get it for 22 or anything below that? And we should, we need to close the deal fast. But at 35, the way that they signed it and sent it back, it just doesn't, there's not enough meat on the bone. And Jill will stand up straight, get on the phone, and make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like no one I've ever seen.
Thank you.
So that, think about that one, what if that was Jill's job all day?
I know.
How much dough would we make in real estate investment?
I know.
So if you don't know what a mouse is versus a keyboard, that's
okay. Stop it.
No, I'm not saying you don't. I'm saying if you don't, it's not that bad. But if you need some computer person to sit next to you and put your hand on the mouse and move it around for you, then that's fine, because you're that talent, that one, and you have a million talents like that one I just described.
Mm-hmm.
So forget about the computer stuff. I mean it.
I'm pretty good at computers, by the way. I can make a website. I can do stuff. I can put things in there. Come on.
What I was referring to is your level of your short fuse and level of frustration with electronics. That's it.
Oh.
It's not your talent. You're just like, you don't have any patience for it. And then it takes 3 or 4 minutes of really focusing on a huge computer problem, like an operating system issue, and you're ready to go
buy
it.
It's not that I can't get it done.
Yeah. It's not lack of talent. Yeah. It's just lack of patience.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
You know, you want to talk about lack of patience between the two of us?
Tell me.
I'm the one who doesn't have any patience with any person, people driven, employees, any of it. I have no patience for any of it.
I know.
And it gets worse because I can lean on you. That's the other thing.
Oh.
When you're working with your partner, you tend to lean on him for stuff. You get a little lazy, let's say.
It's true.
You know, you wouldn't do that if you're working for a big accounting firm.
No.
You just suck it up and do it.
Exactly.
And then the other thing, Jill, that I wrote down before the show is that we have a lot of practice at it. You know, we failed at working together. Here's the things we failed at, tried and failed at.
This is good.
Working out of our house.
At the same time.
Working on the same projects together. Jill and I never work on the same project together.
That's the fastest way to fail.
Complete different approaches on how to get stuff done.
Uh-huh.
And so she works, she has a whole separate staff. She doesn't even let me talk to those people.
No, I don't.
And it's in a complete separate zip code.
Yep.
And so whatever goes on, the details of whatever goes on there, I have no idea. And I have the same situation in a different zip code.
Yeah.
We actually live in a house that has two separate houses on one parcel.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of stuff goes on in one house and lots of stuff goes on in the other house.
Right.
And it works great. And how do we come about this?
Our offices are very separate, literally separate.
We came about all this because we failed at it.
Yeah. That's
so
true.
You just can't. It works great now, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Or did you write this show just so you could tell me on the air that
Yeah, I was venting.
For you.
We gotta talk. Yeah, that's it, Jack. We have to talk.
Now we've owned Land Academy long enough now, and now just about House Academy here, where there's people that joined our group as a couple who are no longer a couple.
That's so true. So
they have their own separate usernames now, and we're, you know, and I feel bad about that.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't, for whatever reason, they just didn't want to work together, stick it out.
That's okay. Things
happen. I think the odds are stacked against you to work with your spouse.
Yeah. I do think that you're right. I think that we are not the norm, and it's really, really hard. And there's a whole book and a whole separate show right there.
Yeah.
So don't want to do it, but it's there because there's a, it's hard, and it isn't for everyone. So don't think that you're there's anything wrong if you and your spouse can't work together and have a happy, joyous life. You're not crazy.
Exactly.
You're normal.
Exactly, Joe.
We're not normal.
Well said. You know, the other thing too, and this is my last point, for whatever reason, 6 or 7 or 8 o'clock at night when everything's over, you and I can meet somewhere or wherever it is and just have a good time and forget about the whole thing.
It's true.
Not even talk about it. You know what? That honestly, that was hard for me for a long time.
I was just going to say, you know what's funny about that? I was going to say, I've never had trouble with that. And I remember you going, how do you do that? How do you just flip a switch? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, I can forget about work really fast. Watch this. I'll have another one. Bartender. Watch. Here's how I flip the switch. Bartender.
That's what I'm saying. So it's, you know.
Too easy for me.
We all know people who are incapable, for whatever reason, of celebrating differences and diversity. All right? I don't want to sound like a public service announcement. You and I are not those people. The more different people are, the more I appreciate them.
I agree.
And the more I learn. And so, you know, like my parents, for example, are just the most closed-minded people there ever was.
Mm.
Ever.
Got it.
And they don't want to talk about or learn anything anymore. They just want the thing that they think is right, and that's it. And they only hang out with people that are just like them. Like, how do you learn anything?
I know, that was kind of sad.
You know, I love your different approach to stuff. I mean it. I respect it, and no matter what, within reason, I'm like, all right, where's she going with this? It seems crazy as hell to me.
Thank you.
Let's see where it goes.
Thank you, Jack. I appreciate that. I enjoy working with you.
Me too.
This is fun.
Me too. Well, you've done it again. You wasted another, I don't know, 20 minutes, I guess, listening to the Jack and Jill Show. Join us tomorrow where we discuss how we see a real estate deal for exactly what it is. Nothing more and nothing less.
Love it. And we answer your question, should you have one, posted on our jackjill.com online community.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
That's fun.
It was. It was therapeutic.
It was. This show and yesterday's show.
I know.
We were both. You said that off the air, and I'm going to say it on the air. Not that anybody's listening, but you could. These are all really us, but some of the shows are really, 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 really us. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So,
you know, this thing that's coming up tomorrow, see our deal for what it really is. That's the problem. That's one of the reasons people can't work together. There's some people that just look at a real estate deal and they want to leave their job so bad, or they want to be a real estate investor so bad.
Yeah.
They start to see stuff that's not there.
And make bad decisions.
Yeah.
I agree.
You know, financially fatal decisions.
I've talked to people about that. I have said, like, look, this is, I remember talking to a woman recently, and I told her that your biggest thing right now, you got to get out and stop seeing these as more than what it is. Like you just said, it's a line item. It's just,
what are they doing?
Every property had a story. And if you sit and have a story and fall in love and a feeling for every single property that you buy and sell, you're not going to have time to do your
like what
stuff.
Kind of story? Like the seller story?
Yeah, like, oh, it was gorgeous, and then this is what happened, and then the bushes and the trees and the whatever, and you could do this with it and you could do that with it. You know, I'm like, why are you even going there? You can't go there.
There's just not enough time.
There isn't. That's what I'm
You're just wasting time then. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's what the show is about tomorrow, but that's
actually,
what I was thinking.
The show tomorrow is about, look, the real estate deal that you want to buy for $5,000, you should be buying it for $3,000. And if you can't, if you're seeing something in there that you can just, well, I can get 9 because it's got a pretty pick. No.
Forget it. Don't do
whatever
that.
You think, especially if you're new, cut your price, purchase price in half. Don't see some silliness, silly, fictitious pie in the sky. Oh, we can get a Ferrari on this property. I've seen people, young men, do that specifically.
Right.
It's silly.
I agree. Thank you, Jack. Hey, share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you are listening. And while you're at it, please rate us there. We are Jack and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.